Daniel's opportunity has come. When told that according to the decree Daniel and his friends also must die, with counsel and wisdom Daniel inquired of Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, "Why is the decree so hasty from the king?" Arioch told him the story of the king's failure to secure help. Upon hearing this, Daniel, taking his life in his hands, ventured into the king's presence and begged for time that he might petition his God to reveal to him the dream and its interpretation. To this request the monarch acceded. Then Daniel went to his house, and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. Together they sought wisdom from the source of knowledge. Their faith was strong that God had placed them where they were, that they were doing his work. In times of perplexity they had always turned to him for guidance, now they submitted themselves anew to the judge of the earth, pleading that he would grant deliverance. And the God whom they had honored, now honored them. To Daniel in a night vision was revealed the king's dream and its meaning. "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever," Daniel exclaimed. "He revealeth the deep and secret things. I thank thee, and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter." Going immediately to Arioch, Daniel said, "Destroy not the wise men of Babylon, bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation." Quickly the officer ushered Daniel in before the king, with the words, "I have found a man of the captives of Judah, that will make known unto the king the interpretation."